Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
I reckon it's got to be one of the most asked questions in life. In fact, I would suggest it's one of the small handful of truly universal questions that every human being asks. What am I supposed to do with my life? Douglas Brewer has been a church minister for decades, yet has asked that question more than once too. Douglas, welcome.
Sheridan, thank you.
You know, you've been a minister of a church for decades, or numerous churches, and now for the large First Presbyterian Church in Ann Arbor in Michigan, and yet you have raised these questions yourself. You have struggled with the question, what am I supposed to do with my life?
It may be surprising, but very quickly, people are glad to know that it's okay to ask the question. So this is a question I've asked on and off throughout my life.
And you've asked it in recent years, have you?
I think I woke up one morning during the 40th year of my life, and I said to my wife...
Which would only be a couple of years ago,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Thank you. I said, I want to do something else. I think I should explore something else. And she said, and this was totally unexpected, she said, okay, if that's what you want. But the probing and the discerning at that point only led me to a clearer sense of call. I knew I'd been called to be a minister.
Let's get our terminology straight first up, though. Job, career, vocation, calling. Are they all one and the same thing?
Not necessarily. I would like to think that vocation is everything we do with our lives in response to the God who loves us. So that being a parent is and ought to be a calling in our lives. Being married ought to be a thought of as a calling. So while our work is a big part of our lives, there are many other pieces to it. I would say that being a citizen is a calling in our lives. So I think we need to think of our entire lives as a response to God.
Called assumes a caller. And you do wonder, though, if we can ever really find our place in life, our fit in life, if it isn't in some way working that out in the light of God and with his hand in ours.
Sheridan, so much of recent writing about vocation is about listening to a voice within, and I suppose there's a place for that, but I would like to know that my call comes from far outside myself, that it's bigger than I am and far more significant than I am. There's a wonderful quote. A minister at my seminary graduation said that he hears trumpets in the morning. I don't know that I hear trumpets every morning, but he said to us, I hear trumpets in the morning. That's the sort of call that I would like.
So arousing to get up and go out there and do something special.
Yes.
Where do you think, then, that God's shaping of us, you know, either at birth or at rebirth when we become Christians, how does all of that fit into calling, vocation, etc., etc.?
Well, you know, I assume that most of us are born with a certain skill set, we're born with some gifts. Really, there comes a time when we become alive to it or aware of it, and it probably begins in the young adulthood. Some people know from an early age what they're meant to do with their lives, but for most people, I would assume it's in early adulthood that they begin to explore and then have this sense that they're being pushed in a certain direction. I asked my father, my father's in his early 80s now, and I mentioned him in the book, and I gave him an early copy of it, and I said, what do you think, Dad? And he said, you know, when I became a young adult, I didn't ask those questions, and he said, I don't think other people my age at that time asked the questions either, but certainly people today are asking these questions.
Now, I wonder why that is. Why would a previous generation not ask those kinds of questions the same way that we are? Was it because you almost had a clear-cut sense of what your place in life was going to be?
You know, I think it's a luxury, in a way, to explore what it is God means for us to do, and there may have been a generation or two before ours where they just didn't have that luxury. On the other hand, I'm guessing that there was far more vocational exploration going on with him than he admitted.
Than he realized. Yeah. Well, our guest is Douglas Brewer. He's written this book called What Am I Supposed to Do With My Life? Douglas, do you think that dreams have any place in discerning our calling and vocation? And I mean those aspirations, those things that we picture ourselves wanting to do in the future.
I think that our dreams are often a problematic area And I think that vocation and dreams overlap, and yet it may be that dreams are unhealthy. And I mean, this may sound odd, but it's at a certain point in our lives, I think some dreams we need to let go of. And I'm thinking about my early aspirations to be a sports star. I was going to say baseball, and I don't know how big baseball is in Australia.
It's growing, but not as big as football. Yeah.
Okay. Well, any sport would have done it for me. I thought that I very much wanted to be good in athletics, and it turns out that was not my vocation, and it was healthy for me at an early age to let go of that. On the other hand, there may be some dreams that are very healthy for us and that are important to pursue. But I mean, that, I would say that's part of the discernment process as well, to decide what is our vocation and what's merely a dream.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get down to some practicalities then. Somebody comes to you and says, "I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life." Mm-hmm. What are some basic, broad brush principles you can give them to start to work out that discerning process?
You know, Sheridan, often when people come to me and ask that question, they're in some distress and anguish. So one of the first things I think to say is to relax. Number one, I think if God is determined to have us, God will have us. Mm-hmm. we can turn and run in the opposite direction, and if God wants us, God will find a way to bring us back. And the other thing I would say is often the only vocation we really need is this, what Jesus called the greatest commandment, to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. I think that in itself is a very compelling vocation for one's life. The issue is not whether I should be a school teacher or a cardiologist. The issue is pointing my life in a certain direction. And I would say that the direction ought to be one of, for greatest meaning and purpose anyway, ought to be one of service to others.
Mm. Right. And so once we're facing God, I guess that's what we're talking about really, loving God and loving others, facing God and then being ready to serve others. Do you think then as we do that, as we go about living life like that, the greater sense of focus or clarity on what more specifically we're called to do, i.e. you becoming a church minister, starts to come to the surface?
Very good. I wish I had thought to write that. Yes, I think when we point ourselves in God's direction or open ourselves to God's leading, that yes, I would love to believe that that's true.
Doug, do you think that any part of our vocation will continue somehow into heaven?
Oh, isn't that an interesting question? Mm. I have always thought about heaven in that way, that we would continue to be who we are, but that we would have gifts to share. I think work gives our lives meaning, so I can't imagine an existence, although I suppose heaven is beyond what we can imagine, but I can't imagine an existence where there isn't work to do.
Yeah. It is a fascinating thing to explore, isn't it, to think about?
Well, it's a wonderful question.
It would be nice to think that we have been built in some way, that the things that we are built to do, called to do, would in some way carry over into heaven. I don't know the answer myself, but...
Well, on the other end of the history, at the very beginning, the first books of Genesis seemed to indicate that there was plenty of meaning and purpose in life, but there was work. In the garden, there was work to be done, the tending of creation. And then some interpreters or theologians suggest that in the fall, work itself became cursed. But the truth is, I think that in the so-called fall, work began to lose some of its meaning and purpose. So maybe what happens in heaven is that work has this full, rich sense of meaning that is often missing now.
Beautiful concept to ponder. Well, Douglas, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on Open House tonight.
Sheridan, what a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Douglas Brewer. He's written this book called What Am I Supposed to Do With My Life? It's published by Erdmans.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.